hearing gunshots, so you knew
you
that
could hear the
it
gunshots.
Was an active shooter.
It was still active. The gunshots were still active.
What happened? Like, how did it start?
I don't know. They're shooting inside. Dude, this is an elementary school, dude.
They're still shooting?
No, I don't know.
They're still shooting?
No, I don't know.
I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it. Still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it. Still can't shake the thought. Of those who didn't make it.
Y'all wait here. Stay right here. Stay right here.
Man, kids are crying, dude. This is sad, dude.
They're evacuating the cafeteria area to 83 South and Old Perino. We need a bus over there.
Nigga on his phone is supposed to be. Look at that nigga on Snapchat. Paying
North of the cafeteria.
Y'all alright? It's okay, y'all just stay right here.
Y'all okay, baby?
Y'all gonna be okay.
You're good.
Hey! Just stay right here for your mom. Stay right here. Just wait for your mom. Their moms are right here.
Hey!
They gotta count everybody.
We gotta count for them.
Hey, guys,
stay together.
You and the baby blue girl. They're right here.
Met
met with Angelie Gomez yesterday in a field nearby. She's a farm worker. She was telling me that her kids, on the morning of the shooting, had both graduation ceremonies or ceremony at school. She showed up there, but she didn't want to take photos with them. She told me she was embarrassed because she had come straight from work. She was working early that morning, and she was dusty from the field, but her kids told her, "Mom, we want to take this photo."
Is the guy still in there?
We're not sure.
I can't help because they're not letting regular people, only if you got kids here. I'm waiting. Well, the school just called me saying they're not gonna let my kids go home until all this shit is over, so. Dude, this shit just sad, man. I never thought it was gonna happen. Especially in elementary, bro. Kids are look at them, young little kids that can't fight back. It already happened in one of the, Sandy Hook, I think it was Sandy Hook, or. You have to go talk to them. They got to count the kids first. And this shit happened before. And these kids, 6 years old. Probably the oldest here you're going to find is 9. Well, I don't know. But these kids can't fight for themselves, man. It happened in high schools, but at least high school kids, they can fucking fight for themselves, you know? They can try. They got football players, they got all kinds of shit. Got more students coming out from over there.
She ran towards the school.
As soon as they uncuffed me, I jumped that first gate fence. And once I jumped it, I went to my 7th class. And I knocked on the door and I remember the teacher saying, I'm like, hey, they're already bulge cutting the fence to get me. She's like, you think we have time to get out? I said, you'll have time. I'm going to run for my other son.
Once she was assured her son was okay, Gomez ran to get her other child, encountering more officers who tried to stop her.
Somebody's talking on the phone. Someone is on the phone saying that they're injured.
Move the kids this way. Have them not cross this window here.
Ask me. Tell your mom hi. Tell her you're okay. I saw Ask me.
You know what?
Yeah.
gunshots, so you knew
you
that
could hear the
it
gunshots.
Was an active shooter.
It was still active. The gunshots were still active.
What happened? Like, how did it start?
I don't know. They're shooting inside. Dude, this is an elementary school, dude.
They're still shooting?
No, I don't know.
I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So
received a frantic call from her mom to tell her that there was a shooting at the school. So she got in her car and she sped at about 100 miles an hour, she told me, until she finally got here.
I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So
it must have been in the field back there.
Who ran inside the school in Uvalde, Texas to protect her kids. She says that police held her back and handcuffed her as the shooting unfolded. Lilia Luciano has the exclusive interview. Lilia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Anne-Marie, and to Vlad. You know, I met with Angeli Gomez yesterday in a field nearby. She's a farm worker. She was telling me that her kids, on the morning of the shooting, had both graduation ceremonies or a ceremony at school. She showed up there, but she didn't want to take photos with them. She told me she was embarrassed because she had come straight from work. She was working early that morning, and she was dusty
from the field, but her kids told her mom, we want to take this photo. She says, you know, I'm so glad I took that photo because it could have been the last one. And it was for many of the parents who lost their children who had been there. Like many parents, after that, she left, she went back to work, back to the field. And within 10 minutes, she received a frantic call from her mom telling her that there was a shooting at the school. So she got in her car and she sped at about 100 miles an hour, she told me, until she finally got here. And this is what she told me after.
Right away as I parked, U.S. Marshals started coming toward my car saying that I wasn't allowed to be parked there. And he said, well, we're going to have to arrest you because you're being very uncooperative. I said, well, you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going in there. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see none of y'all in there. Y'all are standing with snipers and y'all are far away. If y'all don't go in there, I'm going in there. Immediately put me in cuffs.
She says after Uvalde police officers told marshals to uncuff Gomez, she ran towards the school.
As soon as they uncuffed me, I jumped that first gate fence. And once I jumped it, I went to my son's class. And I knocked on the door and I remember the teacher saying, I'm like, hey, they're already bolt cutting the fence to get me. She's like, you think we have time to get out? So you'll have time, I'm gonna run for my other son.
Once she was assured her son was okay, Gomez ran to get her other child, encountering more officers who tried to stop her.
So I start yelling and I'm being uncooperative and I'm like, well, y'all aren't doing what are y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing Y'all need to be in here. Give me a vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who did.
While you were inside the school, did you see officers
there
inside?
There was not one officer inside the school. And I didn't get to the class. There was not one officer.
And you were hearing gunshots, so you knew
you could hear the gunshots. It was still active. The gunshots were still active. They were not in there. There was no one in there. If anything, when I pulled up, my car was closer to the school than where the snipers.
Now more kids.
Did you see officers
there
inside the school?
There was not one officer inside the school when I ran to my second son's class. There was not one officer.
And you were hearing gunshots, so you knew
you
that
could hear the
it
gunshots.
Was an active shooter.
It was still active. The gunshots were still active. They were not in there. There was no one in there. If anything, when I pulled up, my car was closer to the school than where the snipers and everybody that was laying on the ground were.
When you heard that it took law enforcement 75 minutes before they went in and stopped the shooter, what was your thinking, having been inside the school yourself?
I don't know. I was just thinking that they could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe two or three would have been gone, but they could have saved the whole class. They could have done something, gone through the window, sniped them through the window. I mean, something, but nothing was being done.
Watch, it's going to cause a lot of confusion because these parents are taking their kids. I know it's a scary situation, but they say to pick them up at the high school. These parents are just taking them right now.
You know, Lilia, I'm also happy that you were able to file the story with the amount of time that you devoted to sharing Anjali's story, the amount of time that you allowed her narrative to breathe, her narrative to breathe, her narrative to breathe, as we say in the business, to just allow her to express herself, because it is a vivid, vivid, vivid description of what happened from one parent's perspective on that horrible day. And I just keep going back to what she told you about the police officers who were parked further away than where she was parked, and who ultimately tried to handcuff this mom who was willing to brave whatever, whether she was going to be shot by the shooter or be arrested by police officers. She wanted to go in there and get her children.